Now, a break from apologies and the politics of war. The Marine Corps' Regimental Combat, Team 5, has just returned from a year-long deployment in Iraq's Anbar province. Back at Camp Pendleton in California, the regiment held a memorial service for the 100 of its members who didn't make it home. NPR's Andrea Hsu was there.
The ceremony took place on a large square of pavement known as the parade deck. The backdrop was an enormous U.S. flag suspended by cranes. In the center sat 13 sets of boots, helmets, and M16 rifles. They represented the 13 battalions who lost members during the deployment. Regimental Commander Colonel Larry Nicholson addressed the Fighting Fifth, as well as families and friends.
We who have returned from Iraq with these colors will take time out to salute and honor our fallen comrades. You will notice I did not say we will remember these heroes because they are not now, nor will they ever be, far from the collective thoughts and prayers of our Grizzly team.
Private First Class Colin Wolfe, Manassas, Virginia, killed in action August 30th, 2006.
Sergeant Michael Hernandez had the solemn task of reading aloud the names of his fellow service members.
Lance Corporal Cliff Goya.
Chain by chain, the dog tags of those who died were hung from the M16s. And by the end, the many pieces of embossed metal were clinking together in the wind. On one set of tags, identifying information for Lance Corporal Richard Allen Burstetta, who was killed in Fallujah last October. He was 20. His parents, Madeline and Paul Burstetta, were in from Tennessee.
When the World Trade Center towers went down, he came to me one day and said, I'm going to do this.
He was a strong-willed, good-natured, compassionate, kind person, and he was going to take care of his friends.
That's what he told us. He's going to take care of all of us.
That's what he did.
To the best of his ability.
The loss of Burstetta and 99 others weighs on Colonel Nicholson.
As you get older, it just hurts more, because you're always thinking, what could I have done? How could I have prevented this? And you realize you just understand how fragile life is.
The commander added that those who died did not do so in vain. He said Anbar province is a better place than it was a year ago. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, San Diego.